to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. Good morning. It is 7:05 this morning, January the 18th, 530-605-4567 is our studio hotline. And, of course, we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can get into our chat room that way. Joined today, of course, by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
I didn't find out.
I'm doing a little less channeling of Barry White this morning.
Yes, I noticed that. You know what? I just found out that you're a techno bigot. You know? And you say, well, what can that be? A bigot? A techno bigot? What is that, really,
Bob? Well, it means that I'm unhappy with the, way that Windows wants to treat even competent users of their computers like they're total idiots, and makes it very difficult to go in and do the simplest of things, and tries to update your computer when
it
you
runs,
really don't want to.
It runs your computer.
Yeah,
that's right. When you don't want it, you have no control of your computer, just like what the government's trying to do. You know
it's
what you're saying is, are you saying is that, which operating system was that you were just talking about?
Well, Windows 8.
Windows. Okay, so you're saying Windows is like Joe Biden.
Actually,
Windows is like Joe Biden.
Do you really
except
want to shoot
not
this person?
Except smarter. Yeah, right? Anyway. Okay, hey, today we're going to have retired police chief Bob Blankenship on, and Mark Beecham's going to be on today at around 8 o'clock, too. We're going to be talking to the chief about, you know, his experiences when he was chief a few years ago. And there were some problems during that time with crime, and we're going to talk about how that was handled then. And then his thoughts on what's going on today, realignment. I'm not talking, you know, we're not talking about, is he doing this, you know, is the current administration doing this right or what? No, that's not it at all. It's just getting kind of a view from years ago from a well-respected, well-qualified, police chief. And other things we're going to talk about today. We're going to be talking about guns. And what it really means. And the paper today had a political cartoon. We're going to read it to you, because if you haven't seen it, it's quite interesting. We're talking about First Amendment rallies. We want to talk about Lance Armstrong. I want to spend some time on Lance Armstrong and why what's happening to Lance Armstrong is truly important to us.
Mm.
You know, he doesn't touch me. Well, indeed he does.
It's a symptom.
What he did touches all of us. And it's the kind of thing that with me, I feel, you know, frankly, of all the things that happened, I expect Obama to do certain things. To me, it's always been clear to what he said. I mean, I just listened to him and, you know, people go, oh my God, he's doing it. Well, you know what? From the beginning, he said he was going to do this. So do I feel, when Obama does something or the Dems down in Sacramento do something, frankly, it's not a surprise. And I don't feel betrayed. I feel the fact that what they're doing is so completely wrong in many of the cases. But with Armstrong, I want to talk about why I feel so betrayed about that. And we'll be talking about that after the break. But first, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisors, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting up mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 7 points at 13,604. The S&P 500 is down a point at 1479. The NASDAQ Composite is down 8 points at 3,128. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America down 11 cents at $11.17, General Electric trading up positive 41 cents at $21.71, Pfizer down 26 cents at $26.57. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 18 cents at 72.72. Pacific Gas and Electric down 13 cents, trading at $40.69. AT&T down 15 cents at 33.05. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 1.86% and the 30-year bond 3.05. Over to commodities, gold is down $2.20 an ounce at $1,688, silver positive 13 cents at 32, crude oil off a dime trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 here. If you truly want advice about what's going on in the market, give them a call at 530-243-7561. Or stop by Park Marina Drive, where the Wells Fargo Advisors offices are. That's the Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, Bad Bob, weather. You're telling me it's 29 degrees out there. It doesn't feel that cold.
In fact, well, it's not too bad because there's no wind. But today we're going to see a high of 65 degrees with plentiful sunshine, pushing 70 in some spots. Generally clear tonight, a little bit warmer as things go, low of about 34. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high again near 65. And currently at our monitoring station, 29 degrees. And the report, as always, is being brought to you by our good friends at Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Last night was pizza night, and then today and tomorrow, music. Great food. Brunches out there. The dinners are just fabulous. But you usually, you know, you want to give them a call for reservations, 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got a lot of things to talk about. Dear Abby, what am I going to do for advice? We'll be right back.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Linda Bach, KCNR 1460. Linda's on sabbatical here for about another week, getting things done at with music in house and rebuilding things. But I'm here with Bad Bob, which is in itself.
You got me, man.
I got you, man.
I got you, Bad.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Espresso Joe's, 29 degrees. Go down there. Order the largest coffee they have. Just hold it in your hands. Put one in your pocket. You know, just something. Keep warm. Great prices for, great prices for all the coffees. They'll make any type of coffee you can imagine. And, it flavors the whole thing at prices that are far below others that when you try to drive through their places. Also, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Joe and Shelley have done a tremendous amount for this community over the last 30 years. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts down there. Hey, today at 11 o'clock at the Morgan Adoption Center out at Haven Humane, they're opening up grand opening for the Morgan Adoption Center today at 11 o'clock. And as CEO Dr. Ray John says, it's a culmination of a long-awaited dream. And it is. It's, you know, brand new facilities. They can take in more animals. They can keep more animals there. And it keeps them in a lot nicer area. That's at Haven Humane today at 11 o'clock. The Morgan Adoption Center. Stop on by. All right. What else we have going here? Oh, let's start with good news. You know, in Anderson, you know, the Walk of Honor, they have in Anderson. They've actually run out of names, run out of space already, and they're going to have more space. They're putting up more on the wall so they can double the amount of names they have there. And James Yarborough, who's the guy that spearheaded this, he's mayor in Anderson. Of course, we have to have the mayor on. He and the police chief here soon. And it was built in 2011 and with private donations and public funds. And it represents U.S. wars from World War I to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It has, you know, you put your names on there of your military. Now, something that just doesn't happen every day or every month or even every year is Modoc County. I read about this. Somebody sent this one to me the other day, and I didn't realize where he was from. But the young man, Clinton Romashaw of Lake City up in Modoc County, is going to receive the Medal of Honor. Wow. You know, this is not something that's just handed out lightly. And he was in a battle. He was a former active duty Army staff sergeant for actions during a battle in Afghanistan on October 3rd, 2009. He lives now in Minot, North Dakota, with his wife and three children. Well, you know, again, like I said, you don't pass those things out easily. They just, and most of the Medal of Honors, the recipients there, have died in the actions that they received the medal for. So I can't say enough. I think we've had like three, living recipients here over the last few years. So, you know, good news. I mean, it's again, and it happened in 2009. You're saying, well, why is it taking so long? I tell you what, this honor is so, so important that it is vetted so strictly. A commander does not put one of his men or women in for this lightly. There have to be witnesses to what happened. It can't be just like, you know, it's very rare. It's just one, oh, I saw him do this. It's, they will take accounts from everybody involved. They'll piece that all together. They'll make sure that what everybody is saying happened. Then it goes up to another group at another headquarters that is completely away from that unit. And then they'll look at it. They also will study it to make sure that what, you know, what they're seeing happens. And it could be interviews afterwards. And then it works its way up through the Pentagon. I mean, this is something that it takes, it, you know, it's something that is not taken lightly at all. This is not something you get a key to the city. Anyway, and after looking at this, after saying, yes, this man deserves this recognition, and they're going to do it. And by the way, the inauguration is coming up, and in the last inauguration, I wrote on this on my blog, Time Under the Helmet for writing.com, Obama skipped one, he skipped the ball for heroes. And what it was is, it was the Medal of Honor recipients on the inauguration day go, they have their own ball in Washington DC. They're by the American Legion puts this on for them. And in Obama's inauguration last time, the first president ever to skip this, this started with Eisenhower. He became the first president to not go to this ball. There were, I think, 46 Medal of Honor recipients there. Cause, you know, many of them are old from World War II and Korea, even Vietnam. He chose not to go to that ball. He chose to go to one of the other ones that were more important, like Beyonce and all those, like that. He did send Joe Biden, who showed up at 11:30 at night. All right. You know, see, you know, Commander in Chief, oh yes, you know, my military. He has no concept. He had no concept. Maybe he does now. Maybe he'll show up this time, but who knows? We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
Right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week and serving brunch on Sunday, featuring fresh ingredients and flavors. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. It is 7:25 in the morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. Lance Armstrong on Oprah. You know, there is a place to make your announcements. Just tell Oprah. All right. Does anybody else feel betrayed over this thing? I mean, like I said, I already talked about talked about Obama and the legislators down in Sacramento. I mean, you know, they're going to try and get you. But here's a guy that from 1999, he won more Tour de France than anybody in history. All the time, there's hints. Oh, he's doping. They never could prove it. And I thought, you know what? Jealous people, other countries, you know, this guy had cancer. He came back. He, you know, it was, the explanations were so good. He lost weight. He used to always be a good, you know, hill rider, you know, mountain rider in the sense of he could go up and down the mountains really well. Well, he lost 20 pounds, you know, after his treatments of cancer, and that made the difference, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, it turns out that he was doping. He was doping all the time from 1999 to 2005. And he said, well, he just kind of thought it was making the field level. He said, yeah, I knew I was doping. Yeah, it was scary. Yeah, I knew I shouldn't be doing it. But and he said, but you know what? I didn't care. I mean, this is what he said. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself that here's a guy that became a hero. He became a hero to people for overcoming adversity in life and doing it through your own force of will, that you're working out, you're pushing yourself. You put people around you, are great teammates, and you succeed. You succeed. You know, it's the American, you know what? It's the American dream. You work hard, you push yourself, you overcome adversity. You have people around you, you put together a team, you win. And now you find out that not only was he doping, everybody on his team was doping too. You know, Bad Bob, frankly, I think, you know what? Take his citizenship away. Let him go someplace else and live someplace else, you know, go to France. You know, go someplace. You know, Lance Armstrong. You know, yeah, I stood up for this guy and stood up for this guy and stood up for this guy for years. And then, he says, yeah, I know. And, you know, really, I didn't care.
How fitting that his major sponsor during many of those years was the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah, I'm going postal right now. Well, you know, and it's true. I mean, and then the thing is that he has all these $1 million endorsements, not any longer. And he started a organization.
Oh, the Live Strong.
Yeah. The Live Strong organization, which was to help people and, you know, to help people, you know, overcome adversity like this to go on. But he's walked away from that too. And they said, you know, that when they asked him about it, he says, well, I'm a flawed character. Did it feel wrong? No, it didn't feel wrong. It was scary though. Did you feel bad about it? No, that was even scarier. Did you feel in any way that you were cheating? No, I was just leveling the playing field. You know, frankly, you know, and he came back and, you know, here's another scary thing. You ready? He came back in 2009 and he said he was clean in that and he finished third. If he hadn't come back in 2009, if his ego hadn't been so huge, he would have walked away with this. Nobody would have ever proved it. They had dropped all of it because they couldn't prove anything. And he was out, and he was out of racing at that point. When he came back into racing in 2009, now they could go after him, and the tests were better. And they also, here's the other thing, they caught one of the other riders big time in doping. And he gave up Armstrong, and he gave up a couple other people, and then they gave up Armstrong. So now, the only thing that Armstrong has said is, he says, well, I'm not, you know, he's not mentioning any other names, but he'll do that too, because he's a coward. If it's self-fulfilling, he'll give up the names. Anyway, Lance Armstrong. All this time. A hero who has crashed and burned.
An example for our youth.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the part that gets me, Carl.
You know, that's the other thing, too. I talk to people that say, you know what? So what if people use banned substances or use substances that enhance their capabilities, like Bonds and Sosa and all these other guys? I said, so what? You know, it wasn't illegal back then to be using steroids and be using these things. Well, but you use substances that enhanced, you know, it wasn't them by just working hard and being so much better.
And it causes irreparable harm to your body.
I could care less. You know what? Frankly, you know, frankly, I don't care.
But it influences the young to do
that. That's what it is. It influences the young, and it says if you cheat, that, you know, and then you can win. So, you know, none of these guys got into the Hall of Fame. That's good. But there's other things too. When we come back, let's talk Second Amendment.
Fox Business Network. Stocks are searching for direction a day after the S&P 500 rose to its highest level in 5 years. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 10 points. Meanwhile, Boeing's Seattle operations have more than just 787 problems. Leaders of the Engineers Union rejected yet another offer from the company. The 23,000 Puget Sound workers were offered a 5% wage increase and higher pension benefits for current employees. Although union bosses are telling members not to vote in favor, ballots will go out. If the vote is no, then Boeing could have a strike on its hands in addition to dealing with the 787 grounding. And venture capitalists tightened their belts last year as funding for business startups declined for the first time in 3 years. According to the Money Tree study from PricewaterhouseCoopers and the National Venture Capital Association startup, investments fell 28% from 2011. Clean technology and life sciences were among the hardest hit sectors. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today, for less.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer your questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at Jake at thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw, and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. It's still 29 degrees out there. 29 degrees, bad Bob. That's why you need to have your cold needs met by Shasta Gas Propane. That's right, 4,000 happy customers, competitive prices, senior and veteran discounts, locally owned and family operated. All employees are safety trained. They want to keep you warm during this 29 degrees and all during this winter. You need propane, give Shasta Gas Propane a call at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793. Okay, Bad Bob, you're getting ready to say something.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about one of our other fine folks.
Who?
Alliance.
Well,
about the cold.
They'll get their later on. They'll get their time here. All right, let's talk. You know what? I can't help it. You know, you see the headlines in a Record Search Light. It says rural areas vow to resist changes to law. They're talking about guns. And by the way, tomorrow at from noon to two at the corner of Cypress and Hilltop, there'll be a Second Amendment rally. If you are concerned about that the Second Amendment is slipping away because people keep on chipping away and chipping away and chipping away at it by making rules about those pesky bullets and other parts of the Second Amendment, that you as a law-abiding, you know, legally here citizen who has never done anything wrong, they're having a rally tomorrow. And you might want to go down there from noon to two on the corners of Cypress and Hilltop. Let's talk Second Amendment here. You meet a lot of people that talk about the Second Amendment and you wonder, oh, you know, we're not out there to take your weapons. Well, yeah, you are. You're out there to make it so that you can't use the weapons. And then the next, and if people really believe, oh no, this is, no, we don't want to take your weapons, but we do want to restrict how you use them, where you keep them, how many rounds you can put in them, and all these other things. But really, we're not trying to restrict your ownership. Well, yes you are. It's kind of like you can't get the whole camel into the tent the first minute. But what you do is you stick the camel's nose in there, and you know, they're going to try this, and they're using a horrible tragedy from Sandy Hook to do this. Not one. Do you see Joe Biden say one word about, you know what, maybe we need to take a look at our schools and how can we make them safer? How can we make our schools safer? I'm not talking putting armed guards everywhere. I'm not talking about making them bunkers. But what can we as a community or what can we as a nation make our schools safer? Well, you know, they had all these things at Sandy Hook. They didn't work. They left off some pieces that where the guy could shoot through the window and then the window comes apart instead of putting a simple film over it. That would have kid, you can shoot it all you want, but the window's going to stay there. Where the lockdown was done immediately. So, I mean, where the alarms were, there was maybe even a camera on the door that would have seen this guy walking up dressed like this. You know, there's a warning there. This is not somebody on trick or treat.
Even campus-wide mag locks would have helped somewhat because some of those mag locks, it takes several hundred pounds of force to pop the door open, and they could all be triggered at once. Something.
Well, something. How about this? How about just being able to, for teachers to be able to lock the doors from the inside?
Well, you want that sort of restricted because some student's going to lock them, going to lock the door from the inside.
Well, they can, but there's a key for the outside. Yeah. I mean, it's got one of those T-shaped keys, you know, triangle type that you stick in and you can turn it and that kind of stuff. I mean, but something an average person walking in to a school would not have, but where the teachers can control the atmosphere there. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the Second Amendment. Let's talk about the fact that we talk about an assault weapon ban because, oh, the people that's killing. Okay, you know what? I know. I go after the Record Search Light a lot, but you know what? And a lot of times they're right in, you know what? And now it's coming on to 8 days that I'm actually agreeing with Bruce Ross on his editorials. I'm sorry. I called him the other day and went, one of us has gone to the dark side and it's not me. They've got a weapons guide for the uninformed and it talks about average homicides and deaths per year per category. You talk about when it comes to rifles and pistols, it's pistols 6,000, rifles 453, assault type rifles. Mass shootings is 18 and it's probably, you know, what, it's, well, we know it's more than that, but let's just say that the total would probably, when you look at something like that from rifles and pistols and it would come up to something like maybe, 9,000, which is bad. Auto accidents, 32,000. Drunk driving, 10,000. Knives, 1,800. Blunt objects, 674. Hands and feet and fist, 869. So you've got a better chance of somebody beating you to death than shooting you with a rifle. You've got a better chance of a drunk driver killing you than somebody shooting you with a handgun. You've got a better chance of somebody stabbing you to death than shooting you with a rifle, any type of rifle. And you even have a better chance of somebody taking a baseball bat to you, an assault bat, and beating you to death than being killed. You know, and you can look at it. You look at the statistics of homicides, and as of 2011, it was 0.05 for the United States. Now, where does that put us? It puts us higher than a whole lot of people in the sense of, or lower than a whole lot of people, and it puts us higher than others. But, again, we talk about education. Does taking away your weapons, does that work? We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the assault weapon ban. We're going to talk about Second Amendment rallies. We're going to talk about trusting our government, because all of that comes into place, because you have to absolutely trust your government. And for people to tell me that, you know, that, and I read something in the paper, it says, oh, wait a minute, you know, our democracy was from negotiation. Our, you know, the founding of our country and our keeping our freedoms is from negotiation. Frankly, that's wrong, and I understand what you're trying to say in the sense of we need to ban these weapons. But if you truly believe that this country is still free and safe because we could negotiate with the Nazis or the Japanese, I don't think so. Or during the, you know, in other parts and portions of what's happened with us, I don't think you're right. We're free. And it takes brave people with weapons to keep that freedom. We'll be right back.
That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account and this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out, scoop. All gone, like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Baugh, Linda's little course on sabbatical. It is 7:45 in the morning, KCNR 1460. Your phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live over KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you up by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County seniors and families since 2004. Over 50 caregivers providing assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. Every one of the employees of Home Helpers has been background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. Now, do you need help or do you need assistance from Home Helpers? We'll give Sharon Clark a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. And Home Helpers has just opened up another office down in Sacramento. So, just moving forward. All right, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for waiting.
Yeah, no problem. Anyway, there was an article in the paper today that the reporter did mentioned SB 53. He just didn't say what it was. What that crime bill that's being proposed says is that if you're a citizen of the United States, you need to apply to the DOJ, the Department of Justice, for a license just to purchase ammunition. And that's the thing. I made some remarks about the absurdity of a license for everything, and that's what SB 53 is all about. We just got to hope that one doesn't go through. I don't know what else they could license this for. It's just more ways of getting revenue out of the citizens.
Well, it is, and you know what, the person, you know, it goes back to, if I could say this, is the fact is they're doing things right now. They're making studies, and they're getting ready to vote to give illegals, people here illegally in our country, driver's licenses. And yet, here's what I'd like to know is why is it that, you know, only in California can you look at more and more restrictions for people that are legal citizens, first of all, but law-abiding citizens. People have never been in trouble, never had felonies. Most of them probably don't even have parking tickets. And yet, they're making all these laws to take away your rights under the Second Amendment. And yet, they're pushing other laws to protect people here illegally, including giving them driver's licenses, making sanctuary cities, you know, everything. And yet, why are they picking on the people that follow the law?
Well, yeah, that's the thing you have to ask yourself. I think a lot of times you just follow the money trail on things. I mean, as a country, we're going broke. As a state, we're going broke. Any way they can license people or get more money, look at the fire tax, this silly licensing thing. But, you know, you really hit the nail on the head. What an infringement of our rights. I mean, honestly, to buy bullets, I would have to request a license from the DOJ and then be on record for that. I mean, the whole insanity of this and why they're doing that, I personally think a lot of it is Agenda 21. But I also believe that our country is going down a path of leaning at least half the country towards socialism, and that's a big mistake.
Well, I think the thing about guns right now is that people, you know, I think that Obama didn't, you know what, frankly, this is something that was on his plate that he wanted, but yep. He wanted it after 2014. He doesn't want it now because he's got those elections in 2014, and there are a lot of people. That's why Harry Reid, there's talk that Harry Reid, who comes from a very gun-friendly state, Harry Reid's got like a B-plus from the NRA. They're saying he wouldn't even allow it to be, he probably won't even allow it to come up for a vote in the Senate.
So the big hubbub maybe is to cover up something else. Well, I always find that when the Democrats get together and they really push one particular issue, they're really sort of wanting to push something else that we don't pay attention to, like maybe the debt ceiling.
Well, that's coming up too. They're fighting that.
Sure.
Have we ever heard whatever happened really in Benghazi?
No.
Have we really? I mean,
no.
Has anybody, what happened to Clinton coming down and talking? Did she ever talk to the Senate?
No.
After she had that accident where she fell down because she had stomach problems or something? No. You know, all these things. But the bottom line is, it's not about the bullets, Terry. It's not about the guns. It's not about the fires. It's not about the water. It's about control.
That's exactly right.
Come on. It's the whole thing is a control thing. Let's just keep, the government knows better. The government knows better. The government will make your life easier. Only thing you have to do, okay, give up this, okay, but you can have this. Now, one thing was said. Now, one thing was said about maybe we ought to take a look at the amount of videos and the amount of violence that these kids see. And, you know, frankly, you know why? I'm happy that was, because it's not up to the government to tell me what my kids can look at. It's up to me. It's up to you. It's up to the citizens here. And yet they were willing to chip away at another amendment, but, you know, in the Second Amendment and not the first, because well, that's where the big bucks are.
Uniter. Yeah. That's the thing. I think that there's a lot of people from different groups and different areas, and it crosses party lines. I mean, the thing is that when you start attacking the Constitution the way the Obama administration is, it's going to raise the ire of everyone, not just people who are conservative. So I think that, to a degree, this is a real uniter. I always joke with my friends saying that I believe that Barack Obama is the father of conservatism, because without him, there wouldn't be people standing up and finding out what really what's going on. We've been apathetic over the last 50 to 80 years. Now we have to get in and dig our heels in and say, wait a second, you're not taking our country, you're not taking our rights, and you're certainly not violating our Constitution, as our sheriffs are doing, which is another issue altogether.
Yeah, you know, I like to see that the sheriffs stand up, but until something's passed, you know, what they're doing is just saying, well, the governor, I think, of Mississippi said, hey, you know, we'll pass legislation that says that no executive order will be obeyed here in the state of Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, and it wasn't Wyoming and Utah that will actually arrest federal agents who try to take guns.
Well, you know what? Nothing like that has come up. You know, here's the other thing, too. Is right now, there's here's the other thing, you know, before we take a break, is all this movement, all this talk about taking weapons, you know, banning assault weapons. What you really got to look at is what's going around the other side. You've already mentioned it. What else is going on there? Did something in those executive orders saying is that your doctor now has to ask, you know, can ask you if you have a weapon in your house? Can, you know, are there reporting things? I think I heard somebody say is that what you really got to be scared about is, you know, the talk about the psychological side of, you know, of people that, you know, doctors could ask a question. All of a sudden it goes to the government, and then this could have severe ramifications. You know, if the government gets in, and because somebody may be, if you feel, you know, so how do you feel today? You feel down? Well, yeah, I do. Well, that goes into some big data bank in the sky, and they decide, well, then you can't have a weapon. There's what you got to watch about.
It's about control.
There you go. Okay, got to take a break. Thanks, Terry. Oh, by the way, y'all are having a big rally on Saturday from noon to two in Cypress and Hilltop.
You got it.
All right, everybody should be there. All right, we'll be right back right after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at
competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Cattlemen's would like to announce a special all-night fundraiser and silent auction on Tuesday, January 22nd to benefit the Myers family. Come enjoy Cattlemen's on January 22nd and mention the name Elliot when you come in. And Cattlemen's Restaurant will donate a portion of the proceeds to one area family. That's January 22nd to benefit the Myers family. Mention the name Elliot when you come and enjoy Cattlemen's, and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Myers family.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl in the Bot, KCNR1460. Good morning. It's Friday, 7:55 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Redding. Going down there, they've got the car, truck, or SUV that you want at a price that you can live with, and their service department is second to none. Redding Crown Motors, a great place. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. They're your neighbors. They're going to take care of you right there. 555 Cypress Avenue here in Redding. And Bob, I don't appreciate the fact you screwed up all the, all the headsets in a space of 5 seconds. Why am I wearing two sets of headsets? First of all, it's a good thing people can't see this. Anyway, we've got to go to the phones and we'll talk to BC while you try to figure this out. Now tell me how both of these are supposed to work. Okay. All right. Let's go to the phones. BC, you're live on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl. I'm going to give you a what if. What if every paper in the country on the front page would say that there was 13 murders from illegals every day, or 12 murders and 13 DUI deaths, to a total of 25 average every day for 2012 from illegals? Would that put some pressure on some folks to do some second guessing of what we're going to do about this borders and all the stuff that goes with illegals?
You would hope so, but do you think it would do it?
Nobody knows this. It seems like the legislatures and the media just skip right around it. This is a huge number we're talking about. How many kids on these DUI deaths are killed and maimed and injured?
Yeah.
That number's not even out there. So it's just crap that what they're feeding us. One more thing. You suppose the two, when Sam Ferretta was talking about the gun permits and San Francisco, you suppose the two that were issued to us was Nancy and Diane?
Or their bodyguard.
We'll jump off here and let somebody else in.
Well, no, I think that something has happened. What has happened that's just made my, that just blew my, it's blown my earphones way loud.
I think it went way back from the, telephone there.
Okay, here we go. All right. I got a different set of headphones.
You have the magic headphones.
I have the magic headphones.
There should be no difference.
You know, BC, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know that Feinstein had a concealed carry. She's not real crazy about other people having it, but she does. And, you know, we talked about this, last night. There was a number of us sitting down and talking about the Second Amendment. We were also talking about weapons and weapons training in the sense of how come so many people are seeking right now their concealed carry. We're talking not hundreds, but thousands of people. They're loading these classes up around here. Sacramento sheriff, the new sheriff who ran under the one of his planks in his platform was, I'm going to issue concealed carry. Well, they're backed up 6 weeks, or 6 months, I should say. And, you know, Tom Basenko, you know, God bless him, he's got extra people working, but he's getting backed up, and I just wonder at what point will he have to, we have to start making appointments. But the bottom line on this is that there's people feel the requirement to have a weapon. And why is this? It's, you know, we've listened to it. Yeah, the property crimes have gone up, but is it they don't feel safe in their house and they don't feel safe walking down the street? Is this just something that we're getting a little bit paranoid about it? Or is it that you feel that you can't trust the government anymore to take care of you? And that, you know what, maybe it's time to stand up and take care of ourselves. And that if we do have to do that, that means in a lot of different ways. You know, take care of ourselves by having 3 days of supplies on hand or 2 weeks of supplies on hand. Because if something big happens, the government's not going to be able to handle it. Well, we'll be talking about that at some other time, because when we come back, our retired Reading Police Chief Bob Blankenship is with us, and also our guest co-host, Mark Beecham. We'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. A warning to terrorists in Algeria.
Those who would wantonly attack our country and our people will have no place to hide.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, as a hostage standoff continues, Fox News Radio's Simon Owen monitoring live in London.
And Dave, the White House says it's in constant contact with Algeria's government. It's thought an Algerian military operation is still active at a gas facility where an unknown number of hostages are still being held. There are reports the kidnappers are demanding swaps of hostages for terrorists being held in foreign jails. A number of people have managed to get free. Some have even spoken to local TV.
As much as we're glad to be out, our thoughts are with colleagues that are still there at the moment, but yeah, very relieved.
It seems this crisis is still going on, Dave.
And Simon, we're getting an update on the flu, an outbreak that's hit nearly every state. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
40 states are still reporting high or moderate flu-like activity. The Centers for Disease Control says 48 states in all have widespread cases of the flu. Last week, 9 more children died from flu-related illnesses. It brings the total number of pediatric deaths to 39 this season. Hospitalization rates also up sharply for elderly patients. Federal health officials say flu season did start early and is probably about half over, though doctors caution predicting the flu is difficult, Dave.
Jared, they're performing an autopsy in Chicago on the body of a poisoned lottery winner just exhumed this morning. Aruj Khan died last year right before he was to collect on his $1 million scratch-off ticket. Initially, it was ruled natural causes. Then, after hearing from a suspicious relative, the coroner found Khan was murdered by cyanide. They're hoping things thaw out in central Alabama, where hundreds of cars and trucks got stuck on a snowy interstate last night.
Red Cross local chapter and our Coleman County DHR came in and opened the shelter up within 30 minutes.
County Emergency Management Director Phyllis Little, some were stuck in their cars. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Because Susan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her retirement account wants to bake her a chocolate cake. But it can't. It's a retirement account. It doesn't have the upper body strength to lift a cake pan into an oven. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your retirement account wants to bake you a chocolate cake. But remember, it can't. It's a retirement account. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
They watched The Hobbit, the first movie shown in a Colorado theater since a midnight Batman showing turned into a massacre. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal was there at last night's reopening, now live in Aurora.
Dave, each speaker at the reopening acknowledged that some victims didn't want to attend. Different people grieve differently, they said. Some victims are angry at Cinemark. They say the theater company never reached out to them. Governor John Hickenlooper defended the CEO.
I don't know of another CEO in a similar situation who would, the moment he heard about it, get on a plane and come out here. He didn't send anyone here. He came out to see what he could do.
For Evan Ferris, who witnessed the shooting, it was about reclaiming his life.
This is my theater. This is the theater I grew up in.
And at least for now, he's hoping it can be the theater he grows older in, Dave.
Now, Jessica, you can watch more of this tonight. Lance Armstrong admitting that he lied.
Yes or no? Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Armstrong also acknowledged on Oprah Winfrey's network that he bullied people who tried to expose his cheating. The head of the World Anti-Doping Agency says this does not give Armstrong redemption. A reality TV show is a little too real.
She's a sister from the same mister, and he's a brother from another mother.
Cody Brown, his four wives, and their 17 kids left Utah last year under the threat of prosecution after the TLC show drew attention from Utah authorities. Yesterday, a federal judge in Salt Lake City heard arguments on whether Utah can prohibit plural marriage, but didn't make a ruling on the lawsuit filed by the Brown family. The cast of Sister Wives didn't attend the hearing, which dealt with the legalities of due process and freedom of association. Sabrina Sabah, Fox News Radio.
The FAA and NTSB have investigators now in Japan probing the Boeing 787 Dreamliner that's been grounded around the world over a series of technical glitches. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 13 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in the middle of her sabbatical. She'll be back in a week or so. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob Belongi's here with me. And what's the weather today, Bad Bob?
Well, what we're looking at for today is spring-like conditions, a high near 70 degrees in some spots. Tonight it will be generally clear, low of 34, more sunshine tomorrow, and a high again in the upper 60s, and in Redding at this time, 30 degrees. The report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards on Thursday nights, of course, is handmade pizzas, and Friday and Saturday, you know, they have music on the weekends, sporting clays, horseback rides, the whole shooting match, I guess you could say, up in Anselmo Vineyards. Give them a call at 474-5546. How can it go, Bob, from 29 degrees to 75 degrees?
Because you're in Shasta County, California. It does that every year.
We love it. Okay. And you know what? Every morning we have our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisor. So, Susan Eastman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bob. Well, the major averages have weakened. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 14 points at 13,582. The S&P 500 is off 3 points at 1,477. And the NASDAQ Composite is down 13 points at 3,122. Some of the day's biggest movers, Johnson & Johnson, positive 4 cents, trading at $72.94. Capital One, down $4.60 at $56.99 per share. Hewlett-Packard, off 9 cents at $17.02. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 4 cents at $16.82. North Valley Bank, down a penny at $15.99. Bank of Commerce, up a penny at $4.69. Over in the bond department, the treasuries are higher. The 10-year Treasury note is 1.85%. For commodities, gold is down $3.90 an ounce at $1,686. Silver positive a nickel at 31. Crude oil is down 22 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thank you, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 710, 810, and 906 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. That's where their offices are. Give them a call at 530-243-7561, and they're going to give you the advice that it'll take to work your way through the jungles of Wall Street. Our guest today, and we're getting ready to take a break, but I want to introduce our guest today, is retired Redding Police Chief Bob Blankenship. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, you know, thanks a lot for being the first-time appearance here.
Yes.
And so I guess an appearance, is that on radio, is that right? First time, you know, on the show here. We'll be, after the break, we're going to come back and talk about you, because you kind of are, you're, I hate to use the word legendary, but when you talk about crime and law enforcement, your name comes up a lot. We want to talk about a little bit about you, but what you see that's happening here in Redding and maybe even the North State, maybe even the United States. We'll be right back. Carl Lundebot, KCNR, 1460.
Hello, this is Redding Police Chief Robert Pelletti.
On January 30th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers, I am going to hold my first town hall meeting to discuss crime in our community and update the community on changes and goals setting for the Reading Police Department. I encourage the community to please attend, and after I do my update, I will answer any questions that the community has so that I can learn about your concerns as well.
That's the town hall meeting with RPD Chief Robert Paletti at the Reading City Council Chambers, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 30th.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. It is 8:12 in the morning, 29 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's this cold. Go to Espresso Joe's. Grab that cup of coffee. Put it in your hands. Take another one. Put it in your pocket. It's cold. How cold is it? How cold is it out there? It's monkey cold.
Monkey cold.
It's monkey cold out there. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest today is retired Reading Police Chief Bob Blankenship. Good morning again.
Good morning, sir.
And, of course, Mark Beecham, who is my co-host here. Hi, Mark.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, you know, it's always like having you here. You know, it's, like
you wake me up. You're an a.m. kind of guy.
Well, I am an a.m. kind of guy because at 9 o'clock, I collapse. Everybody here will tell you they just have to pull me out of here, you know, and they put me on a couch, and I stay there for 3 hours. Bob Blankenship is somebody when you talk about law enforcement, your name comes up all the time. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started in law enforcement, and, of course, here in Reading?
Well, I'm homegrown, so I'm a Northern California kid. Went to grade school here and high school, junior college, and then went away and got a Bachelor of Arts degree in public administration and police science administration. And my goal was then to become a member of the Reading Police Department. Did that, worked my way up through the organization and became chief in, I think it was 1988, and retired in 2001, 13 years as a police chief.
Now, you know, Bob, a lot of people you've seen a lot in your career. I think there's probably a lot of people who don't realize that one of the things that you were involved with was an officer's shooting, and you were the one that was shot.
That's correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. I've probably been on about 2 years. that's a pretty dangerous time for a police officer because he or she begins to think you know everything. So you're not as cautious as you probably could be or should be. So I was on North Market Street. It happened to be my mother's birthday. And in the alley behind Lim's Cafe, I saw somebody I thought was stealing gas in a car, and I followed that car. Eventually, got the person out of the car, didn't realize that the person had a gun in their hand. And when I patted the person down, which I did in a fashion that I shouldn't have done, I felt a holster on the waistband. And about that time, the person turned around, had a gun in their hand. Eventually, they hit me in the head, and I struggled to get the gun away. And that did not happen. And eventually, he shot me in the back of the head, and the bullet didn't go into this hard head. It just went under the skin and popped out.
Along the skull.
Along the skull, yeah. And popped out above my left eye, or at the corner of my left eye, and hit the pavement and bounced over and hit the side of a building. So that person eventually was caught that night, the next morning, by Shasta Dam after a gunfight in cars, and spent 7 years in jail for attempt murder and kidnap and 10 felonies. But in those days, we had what was called an indeterminate sentencing. So it was determined that indeterminate sentencing was not legal or, I guess, constitutional at the time. I'm not sure of that. But they changed to determinate sentencing and decided that determining sentencing was the average a person spent for attempt murder on a police officer was 7 years. So that person was out in 7 years, even though they were sentenced to 20 to life and then 1 to 20.
And so they turned him loose after 7 years.
7 years.
And this wasn't, he had knocked you to the ground and stuck it up against your head and pulled the trigger. It wasn't like, in a firefight, standing out there.
No.
7 years, huh?
Yep.
So, okay. That's something I'm going to talk to you during the break, but, that is incredible. And, you know, after that, you stayed on the job.
Sure did. Came right back as soon as I could. The neurosurgeon who worked on me, asked me, have you ever ridden a horse and been bucked off? And I said, yep. He said, this is the same theory. You either get back in that saddle or you quit. So I was young and I went back to work.
Well, man, I think there's a lot of people that are glad they did.
That's great. You and I had, breakfast, a couple of weeks ago. I guess maybe a month or 5 weeks ago now.
We sure did.
And we talked, a lot about where Reading is right now. And one of the things you said was you felt that Reading was at a kind of a tipping point vis-a-vis crime. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if you could explain what you said.
Actually, it was a very interesting breakfast, and I appreciate the opportunity to meet with you. I think Reading is right now at a point that if we continue to have the same problems we do, and with the police department having the least amount of tools that they need, that we are going to find that the culture of this community changes, and these things that we're seeing now as far as crime and problems in the downtown area, that will become culturally acceptable, and we will just sort of accept it as a community. I think it's wrong. I think we shouldn't, and I think our police need more tools in which to fight these kinds of issues. And because we had that, I think every police chief feels they don't have enough tools or manpower, police officers. So, but today they really don't. I mean, they really don't. And I'm just amazed that Chief Belletti and his people are able to do as good a job as they're doing. They really are doing a good job.
Well, let's take a little bit of an early break here, because when we come back, let's talk about the tools you believe that they need. And, one of the things, too, is that for the population of this size, with the amount of police we have, is one thing, but the area they have to cover is tremendous, which is, so in that part, they say, well, you've got so many policemen per 100,000 or per 1,000. That's right, but we're spread out over, you know, they have to cross rivers, you know, all over the place.
I think it's around 60 square miles.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that has to be taken, you know, into account too. But when we get back, our guest is retired police chief Bob Blankenship. Let's talk about perhaps the tools you think that, our police need.
Yep.
All right. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Our guest is retired Reading Police Chief Bob Blankenship and Mark Beecham. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 1st, 2nd, and 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460. This portion of the, I really like that song, by the way. I'll tell you why sometime, Bob. Yeah, Bob. Alliance Heating and Air. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, emergency repairs, installation, emergency calls. They're there to help you. They do a great job. Right, Bad Bob?
Absolutely. I woke up this morning to the sound of my heating system making the house all warm and toasty.
Isn't that nice? Yeah, they came over the other day and fixed our stuff too. Homecomfort.org is their website. Been in business since 1992. Local guy. 530-221-2642. That's 530-221-2642. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is retired Reading Police Chief Bob Blankenship is here. And my co-host, of course, Mark Beecham, columnist for the Record Searchlight, Bon Voyant, just everything here in a front. We've got a, we've been talking, of course, about crime here in, Reading. And let's go to the phones. Sungold, good morning.
Good morning.
How are
you? Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
I was thrilled to hear that you were going to be on Carl's show this morning, and I just had to call and say hello. This is Karen Calanchini.
Oh, I'll be darned.
I'll be darned.
How are you, Karen?
I'm wonderful.
Good.
I'm just wonderful, and I often think about working under you for 10 years and the started out with Chief Whitmer, and shortly thereafter you came on, and it was so amazing and such an education to see what you did with the Reading Police Department after that, and the level of training, and you just gave your heart and soul.
Well, thank you very much. Karen was in charge of the volunteer program, did an outstanding job. It's the success of the police department, though, as you know, Karen, isn't just the one person at the top. It's the whole team. So
you're exactly
right. That's including you.
And you were a wonderful teacher.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show.
Good talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Sonny. Well, it is, and it takes a team. Now, when we left, we were talking about tools that the police need.
Yes.
And it's not just people, is it? Or main thing? It's not boots on the ground, not just boots on the ground.
Well, that certainly helps. You see, we had, and you know, I hate to go back in the old days, we did, but I have to. We had enough personnel, and we had civilian personnel who were called community service officers. Those people did a lot of the stuff that the current police officers are doing. So they did cold cases, burglaries, thefts, traffic accidents, including up to minor injury traffic accidents. That allowed police officers to do things like go after the gang issue, after the group home issue, after sex offender issues, after parolee dumping issues that we had in this community. And it allowed us to be really proactive. And so parolee issues, for example, I was mentioning a little bit earlier to you, that we had a welcome wagon. So any parolees who had an extremely violent or sexually violent history, we would meet those people. There would be a uniformed patrolman and an investigator would meet them and say, "Welcome to Reading. We know where you live. We know what your history is. We wish you success. And if you don't succeed, we will do everything we can to get you back to prison."
That's, you made it personal.
This is our community. No. We're going, you know, we have to be very protective of, or we're going to lose the culture that we currently have. And that is a culture where people are friendly in the stores. You can look at people, you say hi, look at the beauty of this community. And for the most part, most people live here really love this community. And that's what we need to protect.
I mean, that's why Linda and I are here. I mean, when we came here, we were looking at moving to some other place because I've never lived anywhere as long as I have is right here.
Yeah.
But Reading in the North State is just a place you want to be.
That's right.
And you've got to keep that culture. And part of that culture is keeping bad guys away.
Well, you have to stay on top of it. Yeah.
One of the things I wanted to ask you is we talk about this tipping point. We talk about the change in Reading. To when do you date this change? Was it, say, 2005, 2000? From your perspective as a civilian now.
Well, you know, I just want to stick this in also that I read your piece, and lately I've been thinking, gosh, somebody finally starting to get it, because you're bringing up the sort of concerns that I think a lot of people in the community are talking about. To be really candid, I saw it when the council had to start whacking the budget. And at that point, then we began losing the tools. You know, the council has a huge and a terribly complex job. And their job, and I think that this council, the majority of this council, looked at their job as to control the budget, control benefits, salaries, pensions. I think that's part of the problem or part of the issue that a council has to deal with. But they also have to deal with, if we cut over here, what does that do to the effect of the public safety? The public's safety. So there's more issues than in their role. So when they had to do that, and I think they did this in very good faith, I think this is what they really believed they needed to do. And who am I to say that it isn't? However, the consequence to that is we don't have the same amount of police officers. We don't have the proactive programs. We don't have a welcome. I bet you Chief Belletti doesn't have a welcome wagon right now to go meet parolees, and the state's putting a lot of parolees in here. So those sorts of things changed when this budget crisis happened. And I think maybe the way it was done, I could be critical about.
One thing, that we have a jail that's full to capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we had a lot more police picking people up, rousting people for whatever, we have no place to put them. So what do you say to that?
What do you say to that? Yeah. That's right. I don't know the answer to that.
And we have a criminal class developing in this county that knows the situation, mm-hmm. and they're just thumbing their nose or raising their middle finger, frankly, at the system.
You're absolutely right. Judges are frustrated. The sheriff is. The police chief is. All individual police officers and deputy sheriffs are. The system is getting very broken.
Well, the only answer to that then is the extra money to increase the way we can keep people in jail expand the existing spaces somehow, keep pushing them out, but that's more expensive than keeping them here. So we're kind of like are we in that perfect storm yet? We've only got about 30 seconds left, so we can come back to this on the other side, but, you know, the fact is that we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we as a community, in your opinion, mm-hmm. Chief, mm-hmm. can we do as a community to help kind of combat this losing this flavor of our community? And we'll be back in a couple of seconds here. Our guest is retired Reading Police Chief Bob Blankenship and, of course, co-host Mark Beecham. We'll be back after these messages and the news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. A Texan's among the missing at a gas plant in Algeria, taken over by Muslim militants Wednesday. 7 Americans have gotten out, along with workers from other countries.
I feel sorry for anybody who's been hurt.
Never been so relieved as when they came and got us off site.
The number of hostages still held or killed varies depending on the source. Algerian troops are still fighting to take back that plant. The latest on America's flu epidemic.
CDC officials tell Fox News this flu season is probably about halfway over, and 48 states are now reporting widespread influenza activity, decreasing in the South, but increasing elsewhere, especially out West.
Fox's Jonathan Sari in Atlanta. Someone in a mask threw acid at the director of the Bolshoi Ballet in Moscow. A spokeswoman says he could end up partially blind and suspects the attack was over a dispute about starring roles. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Gun Owners of California United Reading Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Reading Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Welcome back. This is Carl Bott. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're getting into our chat room and ask some questions. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. Man's last stronghold. A veritable stronghold of the Second Amendment rights in there too. At Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Good people down there. Discounts for veterans and seniors? If I didn't, I'm gonna say it again. Okay.
Bears repeating.
Yeah. And what's the weather today, Bob?
Fairly spring-like conditions. High, right around 70 degrees, depending on who you ask tonight. It'll be a low of about 40 degrees down in the valley. A little bit cooler up in the hills, of course. And then tomorrow, as we head in, get into our weekend, high again, right around 70 degrees. And in Reading right now, 32 degrees with this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Pizza night on Thursday nights, music on the weekends, brunches on the on Sunday, dinners, of course. Give them a call, 474-5546. They're always busy up there. Our guest is retired Reading Police Chief Bob Blankenship, and my co-host today is Mark Beecham. And we've talked about the chief, how he joined, his experiences, his experiences in combating a crime, including being shot. In early on in his career, but didn't stop him. He just kept going. And tipping point here in Reading when it's going to be too much. And Mark, you had some great questions about, that you want to talk to you about gangs and,
two of the things that, I think helped define, Bob's legacy, was his, very strong, stance on gangs and group homes in Reading. And that took place in the 90s. We bought a lot of time as a result of that. So maybe, Bob, you could talk about that a little
bit. Okay, I'll quickly try to do that. I used to walk around downtown a lot at the beginning of the time that I became police chief, and I started noticing graffiti. I called the chief of Sacramento at the time and said, you know, here's what I'm seeing. What do you think that is? And he goes, well, you have a gang problem. And, of course, nobody wants to admit you have a gang problem. And he said, you need to start talking about this to your community right now. And if you don't, you're going to be like me. I've lost the south end, or south side of Sacramento, and the north side is going under to gangs. So I did that. We started doing that, and we trained people in gang recognition, and we got into the schools. And by the way, we had to fight some of the principals and superintendents to get into the school system to help them recognize the gang issues. But we did this. We took them on. I mean, we really took them on. And we worked with probation. We had Chief Probation Officer Terry Starr, and then Rennie Knoll was another Chief Probation Officer that we worked with. We worked with all of law enforcement and other segments of the community to inform them about the gangs and the gang issues and what it was going to do to the community. So we had the backing of the community, once they recognize, yeah, we do have gangs, and we have this graffiti eradication program now, and this community has very little graffiti. Judges were sending these gang members to 18 years. We had gang problems on Hilltop. We had a shooting in broad daylight at a stop sign where one gang member shoots another in the head. So, I mean, it was just unacceptable. We weren't going to be like other communities, and we weren't. So then we go to the group home issues, and we had an industry at the time that was making money off of kids who had serious problems, behavioral problems. And we had kids that were in various group homes that maybe had been in 10, 15 group homes. Depending on the seriousness of the crimes that these kids had done, if you went to a group home and the kids were labeled from 1 to, say, 10. So a 10 was pretty dangerous, and you got more money to keep that kid. We had group homes who were abusing the system and making money, individual group home owners making money. This is statewide. This community was the first and only community. Greg Scott, McGregor Scott, was a DA.
That's okay. We've got you had a coalition here, including the city council, that just said, okay, let's just take a good look at
this.
Well,
with the group homes, what happened is they decided to prosecute then a group home provider and got a conviction, the first in the state, which then allowed the state to start changing the laws, so the group home industry changed. I think it still needs improvement, but
from what I understand now, and I could be wrong, and Mark, you probably know better than I do, but I think they can get up to like $9,000 a person.
They got more than that.
That's what I'd heard. It's like $9,000 a person living there for the more serious ones, down to like $5,000 for the less serious, and you can put six in a home.
Yeah.
And
or in some cases you can put more.
Yeah, in some cases. And some cases the people that are there to watch them are not physically able to watch them. So now they have nobody observing them. They're going to school at Oasis, where, you know, for kids that are having some problems in school and disciplinary, mm-hmm. and they're kind of like forming their own little gangs mm-hmm. again. So.
Well, you know, we had serious, serious issues with group home kids committing serious crimes, hurting people, innocent people. And it was a mess for a while.
To what extent were we being dumped upon by other counties in these group homes?
Well, that's a great question because.
And then let's answer that on the other side of this. May I do that?
Oh, sure.
Okay, because that is a good question because I think we'd like to follow that up with now too. We'll be right back. Our guest is Reading Police Chief Bob Blankenship and Mark Beecham, co-host here tonight.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Join the conversation in our chat room. KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Good morning, 845. It's Friday. It's 29 degrees out there. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crack Master Windshield Repair. From a small chip up to cracks 24 inches long, if you got a little chip in your windshield, gets water in it, it freezes like last night, it could crack your whole windshield. So head on down to 3280 Market Street and go see Jeff Worst at Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Give him a call at 530-241-8373. He guarantees his work, and he'll tell you the truth if he can fix it or not. All right, our guest is a Redding Police Chief, retired Redding Police Chief, Bob Blankenship, and Mark Beecham here. As my co-host today, we were talking about gangs and group homes when we left, and we have some more comments about
group
that.
Homes. Yeah, I was going to ask if you talk a little bit about the dumping issue. Other counties sending their problems up here to Redding area group
first,
homes.
I will, but first, Kara Beatty was the deputy
judge Beatty,
who is the judge now. Yes, who took on with McGregor Scott's. Blessing, who he was the DA, she was a deputy DA. She took this thing on, and I poured, and a police officer by the name of Larry Leibscher poured hours and hours and hours and hours worth of work in, and got a conviction and set the example statewide. It was fabulous. So,
well, Judge Beatty is now Judge Beatty. She is still a force around here.
I think she's great,
and I think she just moved out of the job about recovering offenders, and she set up that program. Yeah. So.
And to get a conviction, again, to be clear, on a corrupt group home operator.
Had not been done. Okay. Had not been done in the state. Great. She did it. So did we have a problem with other communities dumping, other counties dumping group home kids into Shasta County? Absolutely. Absolutely. We went after them and held them accountable. So we started squawking to the state because that's who ultimately was in charge. A lot of times their hands were tied in certain issues. So ultimately, procedures and laws were changed. To what extent? Not to the extent that we wanted it done, but it has changed. Today's issues with group homes, I'm not too aware of because I've been out of it.
Has the chief reached out to you and asked for your historical perspective on this?
He does regularly, okay. And I really like him. I think the city manager did a good job picking this man.
Yeah, Rob is, and when you ask Rob Palletti where he's from, he says Redding, because that's the way he feels. One of the things with the gangs is you made it personal with the families too, in the sense of, you know what, these are your kids, and didn't you bring families together
to
talk about this?
We held a meeting at Enterprise High School with the families and all the kids that were on probation for gang-related issues.
These were mainly the Asian gangs.
Mainly at that time was an Asian issue with the gang kids. So what we did is have an interpreter. We had a representative from the DA, from probation, and myself. And I just said, from my perspective, if you're wrong and you commit a crime, we're going to put you in juvenile hall or in jail. Period. There is just no way else you're out of this. You're not going to run this community. And then we set out to do just that.
And did the parents help? do you think?
Well, or did see, at the time, at the time, a lot of those parents were, couldn't speak English at the time because they were the first generation over here. They were told by their kids who could speak English, you can't do this to me because this is against the law. And, you know, all of those kinds of things.
And if you touch me, you'll be arrested.
All that. Yeah. All that. And so the parents were scared. And these are good people. These mm-hmm. people really believed in, you know, good family life and all of that. And these kids were just messing with them.
Do you think, do you think people in Reading should feel a sense of, being endangered? Do you think they should feel unsafe?
I think we should feel cautious. I'm not sure that unsafe is the right word today. If we continue having the crime issues in which we see, which are more blatant, I think, today, and they're more visible, if that keeps going, then I'm concerned that it just becomes a way of life, and then our community goes, oh, well, and so, you know, what's the difference
there's,
between
see, there's it? Nothing we can do about it kind of thing. Huh?
Look at Oakland. I mean, you can step over people down there that are lying on the street, wounded. Who cares? Okay. Well, we can't do that here. We're not going
to
do that.
You know, I'm used to seeing that in some of the places I've been at, but you shouldn't see it here in America, and especially not in Reading.
Yeah.
We're going to take
I don't think we will.
I don't think we will either. I think people care too much. I think we got a police chief that cares. I think we got a sheriff that cares. I think mm-hmm. we have a community
yeah.
that's willing to stand up. Mm-hmm. And we need to have the leadership from some of our elected positions, yeah. frankly, yeah. that need to step up in here. And I've actually heard somebody say, well, they, you know, guys, you know how much they're getting paid as a rookie policeman? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, and I hear that from people that mm-hmm. have, one, never gone up to a car with four people in it by
yeah.
yourself
yeah.
or kicked in a door. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe you ought to kind of do that once or twice. Yeah. And maybe you might have a different idea about
yeah.
this.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. I was just pontificating.
No,
there.
I understand.
Our guest is retired Police Chief Bob Blankenship and, of course, Mark Beecham. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account and this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, no, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda, of course, in the middle of her sabbatical. Today, following our show, of course, is Bold Truth. And then after Bold Truth, our new show, Agenda 21. If you haven't heard Agenda 21, you need to listen to that. It's got a lot of good things, Paul Prescott does, and he's talking about that. Our guest today is retired Redding Police Chief Bob Blankenship. And of course, Mark Beecham is with us today. And Mark, you had a couple of things you wanted to, talk to the chief about.
Right. Property crime in Redding has gone up dramatically mm-hmm. in the last few years. Mm-hmm. I heard the chief on yesterday saying that I guess it ended up about 28% for last year, but that's somewhat of an improvement over the mid-year number, which mm-hmm. was a 57% increase, I think, year to year. But what is driving our property crime? The state's property crime rate, as I understand, is actually going down. Mm-hmm. Redding's is going up. Mm-hmm. Now, some people say it's off of a low base, but what is it? Is it drugs? Is it police force cutbacks? Mm-hmm. Is it the fact that we are a hub city or mm-hmm. all of the above?
Yeah, I think it's D.
D.
All of the above. However, you know, what's the consequence for a drug crime right now? So I'm a meth freak, right? And so I get arrested for that. What happens to me? Where do I go? Well, you're not considered a dangerous high priority type in the state system anymore, so you're released into the community. So if you're really addicted, then you need money, and you need money. Look at all the businesses that are losing copper out of air conditioners, and I mean, you name it. Where's that going? It's getting fenced off, and people are using that to buy drugs. The system can't manage that any longer. Does Basenko put them in jail? Not for very long. So, I mean, that's a heck of a mess, I'm thinking.
Well, the one thing you mentioned, copper, I'm talking to somebody the other day, and they said that these people, they break in and they steal maybe $100 or $200 worth of copper, but it makes the whole unit inoperable sure. and has to be replaced. Yeah. And so instead of just a $200 yeah. Loss, it could be a $10,000 yeah. loss. Yeah. And this person I was talking to was saying that the police, unfortunately, don't seem to really respond as though it's a big grand theft mm-hmm. issue. Mm-hmm. It's more, you know, sort of a petty crime.
Yeah. And it is if you look at it from that perspective. But from the business person's perspective,
it's grand theft.
I mean, it can cripple them.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it is even that they've gotten better at keeping people in, because it used to be they'd bring them in, I mean, literally in the door doing the paperwork,
yeah.
and they say, look, don't talk to me, just give me my, just book me, because yeah. I can get out of here.
Yeah.
At least they're able to hold some of them longer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it happens when we reach this, and we're going to reach it, mm-hmm. is that we've got the really serious guys in there. And then we go back into this. Mm-hmm. Ideally, Chief, in the last 3 minutes here, how do you fix this?
Yeah. could be the architect.
Well, but I mean, if you said, okay, you know what, this could fix, this yeah. could go on, this could start the fix of this. What does it mean?
I think it's a combination of things. I think, you know, we're very poor at our rehab abilities, as far as really working with people to try and get them straightened out. I don't think that we look at that as a big priority, as we should. So a lot of these people are coming out of prison, you know, and I don't think our county has done a heck of a lot so far in which to get these people back into the mainstream. I guess there's plans to do that. But I think accountability. Where is the accountability for, you know, how do we hold people accountable now? You know, we used to be throw them in jail. Well, we don't have that luxury anymore unless you're really, really bad. Somehow we have to have some accountability built back into the system, because we all know when you were a kid, if there was a consequence for something, you did not do that if you didn't want to face the consequence. It's the same as adults. There's something wrong. If I'm going to be held accountable and it's going to be painful, I'm not going to do it, am I? Unless I'm wacko, and then I might.
So the whole
and that's
thing
a whole
is,
other
the
issue.
Whole, the whole thing is responsibility and accountability, but that starts in the home and a long, long time ago. But to stem this tide, you know, immediately we'd probably need, what, another 25 officers at least?
Well, it's, is it officers or is it, alternatives to bed space in the county jail?
Yeah, I think it's both of those. You know, I think we need not only police officers, but civilians who, like our community service officers, who offload a lot of that workload, day-to-day stuff, so officers can be more proactive and progressive. My opinion.
Well, you know, as a community, officer different than a citizen on patrol? Is this something you could train people into that, I mean, if they take it, cause you're right, the chief has said this and other people have said this. We need to have somebody there to do all that kind of work.
Right.
And that allows more people.
Liability is a big issue today. So they need to be trained and the courts, if they're working for you, even as a volunteer, if they mess up, you are responsible as an entity. That means the city of Reading. I don't know that the city of Reading needs volunteers who can be very, very liable.
Yeah. Okay, our guest has been Reading retired police chief Bob Blankenship. Thank you so much, Bob. I hope you want to come back on again here.
Yeah.
And of course, Bob, Mark Beecham. Huh?
I was going to say, yeah, we have a lot more we could talk about.
All right. Well, everybody have a nice weekend. It's a three-day weekend. We'll be back here Monday. We'll see you on Monday morning.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Possible breakthrough, but it's been another day of conflicting reports. Fox News Radio Simon Owen monitoring live in London.
Lisa, local reports say the situation is changing rapidly, but Algerian state TV now says there were 132 foreign hostages at this gas facility and that almost 100 are now free. Those numbers can't be verified. For a second day, the Algerian army has been carrying out operations at the plant. It's reported some Americans have got away unharmed, but at least one other U.S. citizen is missing.
We are working around the clock to ensure the safe return of our citizens.
Defense Secretary Leon Panetta saying the attackers will have no place to hide. Lisa.
Simon, thanks. Another bad flu week. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern has the CDC update live.
The Centers for Disease Control reporting.